This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Live in studio, Rodney Thomas and Dwayne Snow, the newest members of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. And y'all were here a few weeks ago, shortly after you won, and before you were sworn in. And at that time, I said, hey, wouldn't it be cool if y'all could come back regularly and just sort of share with us what's going on behind the scenes and behind the headlines that we hear on the radio or that we read in the papers and see on the TV and sort of flesh the stories out for us. And so here we are in a new year, and congratulations, Mr. Supervisor.
Thank you.
I appreciate y'all being here. And so how was the swearing in? What was that like?
Well, the first part of it was terrific. The second part of it was terrible.
What was the second part?
after we left there, you know, I had all my grandchildren there, and we decided to go out and celebrate. So we went to a restaurant, and we were just finishing up, and one of my little grandsons said he needed to go to the restroom. And so my wife said, I'll take him. And she grabs him by the hand and starts out, and she hooks her foot on a chair.
Oh, no.
And falls and breaks her femur.
Oh, my God, Dwayne, I'm so sorry. Oh, that's awful.
And the doctor said, well, we can repair the femur, but it's so high up, you need to just go ahead and have a hip replacement. So the first part was really great.
Oh,
the
no.
second part was absolutely terrible.
Oh, that's awful.
But other than that, life is great.
And that's got to be really painful, too.
And
I just can't imagine.
I talked to Dwayne, and I felt a lot of emptiness in his voice. And I said, well, Dwayne, how are you doing? Not really well this morning. And I didn't know exactly what he was going to tell me. Then he told me that story. That was just such a tragic and bad thing to happen.
So sorry.
Yeah. 1 minute you're laughing, and the next minute you're crying.
Yeah, literally. Oh, that's. I'm so sorry. Well, I hope she's feeling better.
I hope 2010 is going to be a great year.
Yeah, yeah. Let's make it a good year. And to do that, we're all going to have to work together. And I guess that was the idea that y'all came in with at your very first meeting. Rodney, tell us about that. That was just recently, last week, wasn't it?
It was last Wednesday morning. We had a day meeting. Yeah, it was a good meeting. We pretty much got on the table some of the items that we both ran campaigns on, and Mr. Boyd presented the six topics, and of course the vote ended up 4-2 passing it.
I guess we're going to have to get used to that number this year.
I would like to hope and like to think. That we all are going to show that we are for Albemarle County totally, and not just for ourselves as we move through this. I know this is going to happen probably a lot because we have two different brands of supervisors there, and have two different beliefs. And I think hopefully it's going to be the best thing for Albemarle County is what we're looking for.
Yeah. I'd
just like to interject something.
Sure, sure.
I think that as we go into these meetings, like we went into closed session to decide on boards and things such as that, and I thought that was just a great experience. You know, we all had things that we had in mind, but when it came right down to it, we were able to work through it with an agreement on everybody's part, and I found that a great experience. And I think, you know, some things there will be a split, but I think that as we listen to each other, you know, we're all going to learn. And
yeah.
I think a lot of times it's not going to be that, you know, that 4-2 split are the way it's working out right now. Sometimes it will be, sometimes it won't be.
I've seen this with Richmond politics, that oftentimes folks in the media, and I'm guilty of this, regrettably, I'm guilty of this sometimes myself, will play up the differences, play up the disagreements, when in fact, behind the scenes, 99% of the time, everybody's getting along well, and they usually agree on everything.
I think we've got to respond. All of us have a responsibility to listen to each other, not to go in with our mind completely made up and saying, okay, with your arms folded, this is what I've decided. Don't bother me with any facts. You know, this is it. I think we all need to listen to each other, listen to the arguments, pro and con, and then make a decision based on what you feel is based for the county.
We're talking with Dwayne Snow and Rodney Thomas, the newest members of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. And Rodney, you were saying how, you know, there's two brands of supervisors. You got your folks who represent one party and one kind of thinking, and folks who represent another. How do you characterize your team or your brand that you characterize it. What are the things that you think of when you think of the beliefs that you bring to the table that sort of guide you when you're looking at what are very, you know, whether it's the budget or development, very complicated issues?
Well, it is complicated because there's been a culture that's been set for the last 10 years that's it's in a negative business mood, and we're trying to change that into more business friendly. But let me say this before I go any further. I don't like having an aisle running down through the middle of our supervisors.
And I agree with that.
I think we need to be get that aisle. It's not a political thing. It's just a difference in how we think about Alamore County should be, what they should be doing today. Because economic development, and I want to take the word growth out of that. Growth seems to be a bad word. Economic development is taking care of what we've got here now and hopefully bringing in more viable and more compatible businesses into the county to help keep people steady working and to help our infrastructure with the tax.
I think the line could be drawn more between, maybe almost a business line, having run a business for all these years and running your business in a certain way and seeing things at work, trying to apply some of those issues and items to the county.
Yeah, of course, so locals know this, but folks listening who might be new to our community may not know that you two are both born and raised here and two very successful local businessmen, and you bring that to the board, this mindset of, I don't just live here, I work here, I run a business here.
For example, as we were just talking about growth, we strongly feel strongly about maintaining a 5% growth area. That's what the previous administrations have done, is set up a 5% growth area. Right now we're less than that, taking out 800 acres for Biscuit Run. But I mean, we're all for that. I think the thing that Rodney and I are feel strongly about, if we've got a 5% growth area, then we ought to facilitate people coming into those areas and opening their businesses, so that it will take some of the pressure off the taxes for the landowner.
Right, right. And how do we do that? What's the and if I hear you right, you're saying, hey, if we got a growth area, let it be a growth area.
Exactly.
And let's do what we can to facilitate
it. Yeah. You know, when it costs a businessman to open a new business thousands and thousands of dollars just to go through the process. I mean, not to get the business itself open. I mean, just to get through the paperwork and the regulations that Albemarle County has. A lot of these things can be simplified and made easier to work through than what you're facing now.
And is that all local stuff, or is that just passed down from Richmond? That
in 2005, they came up with a study and said, here are some suggestions that would really facilitate, you know, things getting through the bottleneck and making it easier for businesses to locate here. And they adopted some of them, but most of them were just shelved for one reason or another.
There's 106 review steps to go in through the process. I'm not saying eliminate any of those 106. I'm saying to expedite it along by, in some cases, have the ordinances and the comp plan goals set. I mean, have them understood. That's what you could do. So when the developer comes in, instead of the application, they have to go through planning commission, and then 10 more steps before it gets back to the planning commission, send it and let it be administratively okayed. Because if you've got all the rules set, there's no reason why an administrator can't okay that. And that would speed it up. It would save the county thousands of dollars. It would save the applicants thousands of dollars. And it's a two-bladed sword. I mean, not a sword, but it's a two-sided savings for both parties.
Yeah. We're talking with Rodney Thomas and Dwayne Snow, the newest members of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. What else is on the list of priorities that y'all are focused on that I'm sure you've already are spending many hours reading about and studying and meeting with folks on staff about?
Well, there's a lot.
Before we went on the air, you're something about, boy, you really get up to speed quickly because there's so much you have to get up to speed on. But
exactly. We're in meetings constantly.
I would imagine
every day you've got several meetings that you're attending just trying to get up to speed. And I keep telling myself, you know, once we, you know, get into the system, you know, we'll have a little bit more free time than what we're having right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, Corey, and Dwayne, the we both ran on zero-based budget. When I kicked my campaign off last February, gosh, it's a year ago, that was one of the first things I talked about, zero-based budget. And I'm determined that we are going to get the budget down to not as low as we can get it and then bring it back up. Yeah. Zero-based budget is where we need to go.
And the response of staff was, if I remember right, in the it was reported that they said, "Well, we literally can't do that because we don't have the time frame in the what we've scheduled to do a budget for Albemarle County. We don't have the time frame to do a literal zero based budget, but we'll get it down as low as we can." Was that right?
Mr. Tucker said that it won't be. There's many ways of looking at a zero based budget. He said, based on the time that we've got, this is going to be about as zero as you can get. We're literally going back in and looking at all the programs that we have and trying to separate, okay, what's the prime function of Albemarle County, and make sure we're funding those first. I attended a meeting at Red Hill last night about the traffic problems that they're having there and the wrecks and things such as that. And the police officer that was speaking was saying, you know, we've got 106 or 102, whatever it was, police officers for the whole county, you know, to cover this whole area. So when you start looking at needs and wants, you don't say, well, I think we got too many police officers. We don't. In fact, you know, maybe we need to add a couple more. You have to realistically look at your needs and make sure that they're met.
Yeah.
Then you go look at your wants and say, okay, you know, if we've got any money left, this is what we need. But if you're not meeting your needs, this is what we want. If you're not meeting your needs, though, and you're short, then at that point you may have to raise taxes. And I would be amenable to that. As long as we were making sure that we were covering our needs and the wants were being put off until we saw what we had.
Of course, also a question of, and I asked this at one of the budget meetings when I was stepped up to the microphone. My first question was, how much money can you spend? How much money do you want to spend? How much money can you save the county? And, you know, when we were on that real estate fling and all the properties were going up, 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 sure, Albemarle County government found a way to spend that money. Now, we don't have that money, so now we need to readjust accordingly to make sure that we are keeping the county affordable for the residents, number one, and keeping it operating. We don't want to lose any services, but it takes money to keep some of the services.
Yeah.
So.
We're talking with Rodney Thomas and Dwayne Snow. What are your thoughts about the news that Rob Bell was going to introduce legislation that would, and I can't explain all of it, but has to do with the revenue sharing agreement. And at the end of the day, less money would go to city schools from Richmond and would go to Albemarle County schools, given the fact of the revenue sharing agreement and that there's money already being transferred from Albemarle County to Charlottesville.
Well, the revenue sharing agreement is a done deal. It's something that the Albemarle County voted on. It was negotiated by Jerry Fisher, and then the whole county ratified it. So to keep bringing that up, I mean, it's nothing you can absolutely do about it. You cannot sue for it. You cannot. There's nothing you can do. So we might as well pull up our big boy pants and say, okay, and accept it and not waste any more energy on that. Even the indexing that we're talking about was part of that deal. But I still think that the way that's working out, that we pay them X million dollars, and then we are penalized, as if we still had that money.
Yeah.
That's the part that doesn't make sense to
me. That's the $2.9 million.
Yeah. And for folks who don't know, when Richmond calculates the money that the schools in Albemarle County gets, they don't take into account the revenue sharing agreement. They treat Albemarle County as if it had the money that it gave to Charlottesville.
Right. We don't have the money.
So we end up, in the county, you end up getting less money than you would if they took that into account.
So they end up with everything. They get the money from us, and then they get the adjustment as if we had the money. So that's the part to me that doesn't make any sense.
And I think if you put that together, it's almost $6 million.
Right.
You take it from the revenue sharing, and then you take the money that we're not getting because of the state thinks we're getting all that money. That almost is probably $5.8 million.
Into the city school budget.
Into the city school budget.
Yeah. And the legislation that's being talked about now that could be introduced this year in the General Assembly would rectify that situation and move some of that money that's now going to the city schools.
Well, you know, I'm not so sure the state's going to want to get involved in that one. And I personally, as a supervisor, would whole lot rather the schools decide on between themselves what's going to happen.
Sit down here at a table here and local folks figure that out.
We care as supervisors because it gives our budget more cash to have. We need it. But it probably should go between the school systems.
Yeah. I've been told that a lot of those lawyers in Richmond are going to be hesitant to approve this because there's a lot of revenue sharing agreements around the state.
It will set a precedent.
And this would set, this would set a precedent that might start some dominoes all over the state where people go, well, wait a minute, we want to change ours then.
That's right.
Yeah. What were your thoughts? We got just a couple of minutes left. What were your thoughts on the big news about Biscuit Run, that Albemarle County would not, in fact, see the largest neighborhood in its history with over 3,000 homes south of the city, but would in fact enjoy a state park instead?
Well, I think the people that disagree with it mostly are the ones that are saying that, well, we've put all this work into this area and we're going to be $350,000 short of revenue and taxes. Every year, we've been spending over $1 million in buying green easements so that we can keep the area green and beautiful. So this is a 800-acre park that's coming to us that we didn't have to buy. Now, we are going to have to, it is going to cost us some money up front in taxes, but as we we're going to have to add more growth area, not more growth area.
To have to recoup it.
Recoup our growth area that we gave up as we add the growth area back in, then that will help take care of the taxes.
Because you had factored that area as a growth area. Well, all of a sudden, that's a park area.
It was already 800 acres in the growth area, Coy, and now it's not. It's a park. Now, we've got 2,200 acres of parks in Albemarle County right now. Now, we've got, what's that make, 3,400. It's 1,200 plus the 2,200. So now we've got 3,400 acres worth of parks in Albemarle County.
Which
and no tax
great.
Coming out of it.
And that's the point. There's no taxes coming out of it.
No tax.
Yeah.
But by the same token, every year we have a program where we go out and buy. It's called the ACE program, where we go out and encourage people to put their land in easement.
Right.
In other words, we're taking it out of taxes and putting it in easement. So this is a deal where we're putting this 1,200 acres in a green easement.
Yeah. But so, we still need growth. We still need economic development.
So there will be a trade-off for a short period of time, but the money that we were going to spend in ACE, we won't need to spend that money right now.
Dwayne Snow and Rodney Thomas, the newest members of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but we'll look forward to y'all coming back again real soon.
Thank you for being here. Thanks, Coy. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.